Well, it's Dr. Joe Markovits, the anti-aging doctor, and I was just mentioning that I had seen an article where Princess Leia was did coke when she was on the ice planet of Hoth when they did the movie. I guess it was Return of the Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back, whichever one that was, where she was on the ice planet of Hoth. She was doing coke there, and she was a cokehead. The girl's a cokehead. And you know who told her that she's doing too much coke? John Belushi said, "Man, you're doing way too much coke." You know, if John Belushi tells you you're doing too much coke, you're way out there. That's sad. And she was mentioning that, well, you know, Hollywood's not what made me this way. It's if Hollywood makes people this way, then everybody be a cokehead in Hollywood. And I have to agree with her. Everybody in Hollywood would be a cokehead. That sounds about right. Jeez. Anyway, I wasn't sure when I first read the thing as if it was Princess Leia doing coke on the ice planet or if it was Princess Leia doing ice on the coke planet. So it was one of those. Carrie Fisher, of course, her dad just passed away. And she was mental, of course. She was raised in Hollywood. Debbie Reynolds was her mom, and her dad was the philandering Fisher. And that's the way it is. That's what happens with people. And then he just went from woman to woman, and that was stupid. It ruined your life over a woman. And words of the wise. But anyway, Princess Leia was there, and she had her bun hair, and I don't know if she was banging, the big old... Jabba the Hutt or something after that, but somebody was getting something, and she was out of it, and she had a little bit of an angry streak in her, so I think had something to do with the coke. Could have been her, you know, time of the month, who knows, but she should have. She definitely should have backed off on the coke, from what John Belushi says. Well, anyway, she went into rehab and cured herself, or whatever. She was in a movie later on. You didn't see her in much, but she was in The Burbs, in here and there in movies, and she always seemed to be really a bitchy woman. You know, that was her role, or if that was her real persona, who knows? And I tend to think she wasn't really acting. Yeah, it was a little weird. But anyway, good luck to Luke and Han on that, and probably the Ewok was... Who knows? He might have been tapping that too. But anyway, have a great one, guys. Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor.